Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Red Stripe lauded for contribution to agriculture sector. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Motorists, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Ole Shaw is lauding brewing company Red Stripe for incorporating cassava in the ingredients used to make beer through collaboration with more than 100 farmers. Mr. Shaw says based on discussions with Red Stripe's management, there is great anticipation that the entity will take steps to further boost cassava production over the next several years. This, he says, will involve small farmers who own their plots so that all stakeholders can share in the profits.
The good news is we're not short of land. Nearby here between St. Catherine and Clarendon, we are going to have about 20,000 acres of land available. 70% of it is already irrigated land.
Minister Shaw was speaking after a recent tour of Red Stripe's state-of-the-art production facility dubbed Line 8. In the meantime, Red Stripe's managing director Ricardo Nuncio says new warehouses will be constructed to store raw materials and finished products. The entity will also be expanding its mill to process more cassava.
So it's a lot of investment because we believe in this company. We believe Red Stripe can really be big across the world. It's a great brand that represents Jamaica and what Jamaica is all about.
Red Stripe's Line 8 facility has an output capacity of 40,000 bottles per hour, which will enable it to produce 3.5 million cases of the beverages per annum. It's part of a broader slate of investments being made to expand Red Stripe's operations. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Big blanket make man sleep late. Translation: a thick blanket causes a man to sleep late. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Are you over 18 years old, self-motivated and willing to answer the call of national service should a disaster strike? Then volunteer as a first responder today. Join the database of volunteers under the National Disaster Risk Management Volunteer Program. Visit odpm.org.jm and sign up. For more information, call the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management at 906-9674, email volunteer@odpem.org.jm or follow ODPEM on social media.
Joe, how your cocoa pod look so wet and frosty?
Bob, me we get to that later, man.
Joe, no bother itch, man. You need to prune the tree, strip off the pods and treat them with white lime. Then spray them with some copper fungicide right away. Trust me, you don't want this to spread.
All right, boss. Since you there, you go help me pick off all of the pod them.
Coca farmers, after working in a field with a frosty pod rot fungus, ensure you wash your hair, shoes, and clothes properly and sanitize your equipment daily. A message from the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture, and Fisheries.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter now.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, luxury invites complacency and a tendency to take life's blessings for granted. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.